From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Greene County Legislature, through Chairperson Patrick Linger, voted May 17th to declare a state of emergency because at some time in the future, someone might send a busload of migrants to the county. So Greene County voted to fine any hotel that accepts a migrant. The state of emergency did not mention the Southern Republican governors who might bus migrants their way, but did target the mayor of New York City, a Democrat. County legislators blamed, and I quote, "New York City's program to rapidly increase the number of migrants in the county to unsustainable levels," end quote, even though no plan to bus migrants to Greene County has been reported or unveiled. Nevertheless, Greene County is now fining up to $2,000 per migrant per day against a hotel that violates the law, which is in effect for 5 days but can be extended. On May 17th, Greene County Sheriff's deputies delivered copies of the emergency order to hotels and motels. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that engineers predict that the Hudson Athens Lighthouse will collapse and sink into the Hudson River within 5 years unless work begins soon to repair the foundation. So far, the biggest names in politics from both parties say they are working on securing the $7.5 million in federal funding needed to repair, restore, and protect the damaged underwater foundation in the Hudson River between Athens and Hudson. Senator Chuck Schumer, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Representative Mark Molinaro, State Senator Michelle Henchy, and State Assemblypersons Dee Dee Barrett and Chris Teague are all supporting the funding effort. The Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society President, Kristen Gamble, said they are distributing petitions in area shops urging the legislators to get the funding. The Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society said in a statement, and I quote, "The lighthouse is held up by 200 underwater wooden pilings pounded 50 feet into the riverbed and protected by packing mud and large boulders or riprap. The foundation was an 1874 engineering marvel. A 2021 underwater survey using LIDAR technology revealed the alarming and accelerated foundation damage. River currents, tides, and weather have taken their toll," end quote. So far, the Society has raised more than $200,000 in donations and grants to restore the foundation. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that the state's Department of Labor reported on May 18th that the unemployment rate declined from March to April from 4.1% to 4%, with the number of unemployed people falling from 391,600 in March to 385,000 in April. The private sector lost 25,000 jobs in April, but the public sector did better. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.